This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Caritas Lebanon is launching a desperate appeal for international assistance to meet the needs of an overwhelming number of Syrian refugees coming over the border. President of Caritas Lebanon, Father Simon Fadoul, told me the situation is getting worse.
It's getting disastrous, I would say, because what we have been seeing is unbelievable. The numbers are growing in an incredible way. The Lebanese government today in the news is estimating the numbers to be like 1.2 million people coming from Syria to Lebanon, which means actually more needs, more potential problems of all sorts, and especially the lodging. You cannot find a place to house these people. The housing, it's a very problematic thing. Resources are getting all the more scarce. The United Nations has launched an appeal and has really made a warning in that respect. We as NGOs, we are doing the same because we haven't had any practical, tangible help so far. The Lebanese government has launched an appeal to fund his activity. Nobody has given the Lebanese government any penny yet. So it's very problematic. We don't know where we are heading. People, the Lebanese people, are so afraid of this presence, of this massive presence throughout Lebanon, in a chaotic manner, without any organization, while the security in Lebanon is not so tight and, so maintained. So people have their fears of all kinds, socially and security-wise and economically, and it's getting, the impact on the livelihood of the people is getting all the more really strangling.
Are you afraid
that people are still suffering? We are witnessing epidemies, different kind of epidemies, tuberculosis, leishmania, whatever it is, things that I have, diseases that I've never heard of personally. We are witnessing that, and it's very scary.
Are you people afraid that violence may break out? We saw up in the north
most
in Tripoli.
Most certainly. Already, the Ministry of Interior has issued a report in which, 120% the crime rate has gone up, the robberies and whatever it is. And almost, I would say, 95% of what committed are by Syrians. The fear is legal. Then, this thing, the manifestation of kidnapping, now and, every now and then, it's also scaring people off.
Periodically in Tripoli, the northern city of Tripoli, we've seen violence erupt between Sunni supporters of the Syrian opposition and pro-Syrian regime Alawites. Are you saying that you're afraid of a renewal of that sort of violence?
This is limited to the Tripoli between the Sunni and the Alawite. There are two neighborhoods and, However, things are, I would say, it's like a fire, under ashes, as we say in Lebanese, You remove the ash a bit and you'll be surprised. Things are not stable, I would say that. And people live in, it's okay, we live in a very secure zone now, stability, nobody wants war and whatever, all this stuff. But you know better than me, when it breaks out, it breaks out.
If you could launch an appeal to the international community through Vatican Radio, what would you say?
I would say to everyone, to all those good-hearted people, please, please listen to the suffering of the Syrian people inside Syria and around in the neighboring countries, especially in Lebanon. Lebanon is 4 million people. We are hosting 1.2 million Syrian people, which means more than 25% of the population has become, Syrian. And it's really crazy. From the humanitarian side, it's getting uncontrollable. We need every bit of help we can get to reach out to these people and try to find some durable solutions, at least for the coming couple of years, until the problems are solved and people can return to their homes.